despite the fact that we had these declines in area, we had a 10 pounds per acre increase in yields. So this gives us no change in production, despite a decline in planted area coming out of the NASS report. So held production at 14.5 million bales. Some other changes in the balance sheet gave us a decline of 200,000 bales in ending stocks from last month, and an increase of 2 cents in the price to a midpoint price of 62 cents.
But there was a drop in consumption numbers, and Meyer explains the decrease in the forecast for world cotton consumption.
A decline in consumption in the back year of about 600,000 bales and about 900,000 bales in 2015-16. But hidden in there are bigger declines in Chinese consumption in 2014, down 1 million bales in 2014-15 on Chinese statistics. And you carry that forward and you get down 1.5 million bales in 2015-16. And so, yes, you've got an increase in carryout for 2015-16 of 2 million bales, but the Chinese increase in stocks is 2.5 million bales. So what does that mean? It means that stocks held outside of China are actually down. So we were actually tightening the market, tightening free stocks or ending stocks outside of China. We kind of think that those stocks in China may be a bit more restricted in their movement than stocks at other places. And so one observes an increase in stocks, but one has to dig a little bit deeper and see where those stocks are being held. And the increase is in China.